Money Talk. This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on India's surging electronics production. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lee, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to Money Talk. India is rapidly emerging as a global hub for electronics manufacturing, from smartphones and wearables to components and semiconductors. Production volumes are rising, exports are growing, and global brands are increasingly using India as a key base in their supply chains. Today, we decode what is really driving this surge in electronics production, who stands to gain, and what risks still lurk beneath the headline numbers. To discuss this, we are joined by Shubhamoy Bhattacharya, who has been closely tracking India's manufacturing and electronics policy landscape. Thank you, Shubhamoy, for joining us on Money Talk.
Happy to be here, Rajesh.
Shubhamoy, to begin with, how would you describe the scale and pace of India's recent surge in electronics production? Are we seeing any incremental rise or a genuine structural shift?
It's phenomenal, Rajesh. I mean, if you look at the numbers, the way they are rising, I mean, just for instance, to put these in the context of the most recent developments, which is the US tariffs, in the period between April and November, our electronics exports have risen by something like 231%. Now, that's an absurdly high number.
Yes.
And we are talking about good, deep numbers already in last year. So it's not as if it's coming on a low base. So that sort of a growth is obviously something which makes one sit up and take notice.
So what are the main segments that are leading in this growth? Smartphones, consumer durables, IT hardware, components? How balanced is this growth across segments?
Well, definitely smartphones are the ones which is at the top of the pile. Apple is now sourcing about more than a tenth of its global production from USA. If you look at the Apple size in vis-a-vis the rest of the world, that's a huge number. And we are going to see more and more as companies come in, but we can talk about the data. But what's essentially happening is that the assembled smartphones, they are taking the leading pack. We are also picking up in terms of the other components. But obviously, all these components, there are gaps there, which will be filled in the months and weeks to come. But definitely, a very major ecosystem for manufacturing of electronics has arrived in India. And if you look at it, along with the back-end items, things like which people don't often talk about. So glass, that is being manufactured in India. It's not just a casing, but we are also getting electronic components, the chip manufacture, which is starting to pick up. And these are picking up in sizable numbers. And obviously, these are picking up because of the expectation that they will be going into the production of the mobiles and the entire ecosystem of electronic items. So there's a lot that is happening to make the Indian electronic story a very interesting one to pursue.
Let's hear what Minister of Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, had to say about the growth of the sector in 11 years.
देखिए भारत में पिछले 11 वर्षों में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग अपने आप में एक बहुत बड़ा सेक्टर बनके उभरा है. छह गुना इलेक्ट्रॉनिक प्रोडक्शन बढ़ा है, 8 गुना इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एक्सपोर्ट बढ़ा है. इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग आज 11.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए की इंडस्ट्री बन चुकी है. 25 लाख लोग इसमें एम्प्लॉयड हैं. एक एक करके हर आइटम देश में आप बनाने लग गए. आप ये अगर मोबाइल फोन लो तो इस मोबाइल फोन के ग्लास, उसके ऊपर कवर, पीछे की बैकिंग, अंदर की चिप, अंदर की पीसीबी, कैमरा मॉड्यूल, हर चीज एक एक आइटम देश में बनने लग गया है. अभी हाल ही में एक सोहना में फैक्ट्री का इनॉग्रेशन हुआ जिसमें मोबाइल फोन के अंदर उपयोग में आने लानी बैटरी, इस बैटरी का मैन्युफैक्चरिंग होगा. देश में 50 करोड़ के आसपास की बैटरी का रिक्वायरमेंट होता है. एक ही अकेली फैक्ट्री से 20 करोड़ जो इसके अंदर बैटरी पैक है वो मैन्युफैक्चर होगा. तो एक एक आइटम को आगे बढ़ाया जा रहा है. अब तो चिप मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी चालू हो गई है, सेमीकंडक्टर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी देश में चालू हो गई है. अब समय है जिसमें आत्मनिर्भर भारत बन रहा है.
Shubhamoy, from your vantage point, is India primarily substituting imports for domestic demand, or is it generally emerging as a serious electronics export hub?
Well, definitely it has to be a substitution. I mean, after all, we were importing these items. To what extent? I mean, India's major imports had always been oil. Over the last couple of decades, that had got supplanted, or rather, I wouldn't say supplanted, but the second rung had actually been taken over by the import of electronics electronic items. So definitely there was a reason and expectation that India could definitely bring in a manufacturing ecosystem. However, that manufacturing ecosystem had several parts to it. And as you just heard the minister speaking, that right from the battery that powers the mobile, to the glass, to the casing, to the chip that sits inside the mobile, and lots of other items that makes this wonderful machine. There's a lot of design ecosystem that's coming up. Along with it, a lot of training ecosystem that's coming up. So lots of workers being trained, lots of engineers being trained, lots of experts coming in to train them. This entire value add process is something that is going to be of extremely good use for us in the years to come.
You said a lot of things that the minister said is boosting the production of the electronics and making us the export hub. How critical are government schemes such as the production linked incentives, phased manufacturing programs and electronics clusters been in driving this surge?
Well, certainly, if you look at the PLI, in fact, the production linked incentive scheme for electronics has possibly been the most standout scheme to boost the entire ecosystem. In fact, research is now already starting to happen on whether it was PLI which would have made this entire ecosystem come alive, or even without PLI it would have come up. Well, but the short of it is that the government has definitely been there at the right time to make this PLI happen. Incidentally, the PLI scheme comes close to it. It comes to an end in 26-27 for the electronics. So there is a good amount of expectation and discussion going on, and one suspects that in budget due in a few weeks from now, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will have something to say on what is her point of view on the PLI. As you would realize that the PLI for electronics has been, as we discussed, has been fantastic. So it may be that there might be refashioning of the PLIs to give more impetus and more boost to quite a few of the electronics manufacturing ecosystem.
Many argue that the incentive schemes alone are not enough. In practical terms, what elements of India's broader policy ecosystems, tax, logistics, labor, land, have helped or hindered the electronics manufacturing?
Lots have helped. Basically, the fact that especially in the western side of India and in the southern states, there has been a very robust appreciation of what electronics manufacturing could do to their economies. So you find states right up from Tamil Nadu onwards, Karnataka, going on to Maharashtra, Gujarat, all of these states have been extremely interested in pushing the needle on electronics manufacturing. And now you see new states like Haryana and Uttar Pradesh also getting on to the same assembly line. So that is definitely helping. So there have been lots that have happened. Land is always a challenge in India. That is not something that we easily manage to get over. So also is power supply, but dedicated power supply in many of these places. In fact, in all the places where the electronics manufacturer has come up, the power supply has really been made absolutely great, because otherwise it just wouldn't have been possible to get this thing done. The other part of it which has come into place and which often is not looked at, and that is the port structure. So lots of our new ports that have come up, the container port, that is, we have had JNPT, but now we also have Mundra, we have Kandla, ports very close to each other. Then we also have ports down south which are picking up the slack. So that is a very interesting development that's happening. And you can see the government now has already put in about nearly 70,000 crore for the development of shipbuilding and ports to make the supply system for these items become smarter. And we have already seen the development of the railway sector. Okay. So all of these elements have come together to make this success story happen.
Shubham, I'd like to talk about a lot of excitement that is there around semiconductors and advanced packaging. In realistic terms, how central will chips and high-tech components be to India's electronic story over the next decade?
Substantial. In fact, the chip manufacturing capacity that we are developing would be, I should say, central to make this entire component manufacturing happen. As you can see, what's happening is that big markets like USA, Europe, China, of course, all of these countries are developing what is called an autarkic model, that they want the entire end-to-end ecosystem of electronic sector to be located within their borders. Now, India arrived at this field later, but it has taken very substantial steps. And all of these, which the minister is announcing, I mean, every component of it, I mean, you know, just for the lack of one component, an entire mobile assembly system can come to a stop. So the chip gets to be known as the most widely advertised thing, and probably the most deepest or the most toughest thing to engineer among all of these. But everything, all of these need to be developed and for that and developed in India, and that is why you're finding repeatedly one after the other government announcements, as well as, you know, if followed up by industry announcements that they are setting up factories in some place or the other and coming up with substantial investments there. So together, that's making for a very impressive runway for the entire electronic manufacturing ecosystem to be what is called, be part of what is called Atmanirbhar Bharat.
The minister also talked about ECMS approvals. Let's hear what he had to say.
By now, in our electronic component manufacturing scheme, 46 applications have been approved in such a short time. Investment of 55,000 crore, and most important is direct employment of 51,000 people. And that's very, very important for all of us, for the society. So that much ecosystem of manufacturing and that much employment potential which electronics industry has. So time has come that we set in place all the major structural building blocks so that the growth can continue for many, many years.
In the scheme of things, Shivamo, it seems the one of the companies that can really stand out or benefit the most is the electronic components manufacturing. What do you have to say about that?
Well, substantial. I mean, as we were discussing, that when we see electronic component, it doesn't mean that somebody is just producing an electronic line. There's plenty of things there that would be part of the electronic component. And these all go together to create that final product. The problem that happens is that in a mobile, it often seems that it's a very small piece of equipment, apparently, when you look at it.
Right.
But when you unpack it, the level of complexity that it creates, that it demonstrates to anybody who's interested in looking at it, would be fabulous. And each one of those have its own manufacturers, vendors, suppliers, supply chain, right down to raw materials. We have talked about critical earths. We have talked about critical minerals. We have talked about the rare earths. Each one of those become a part of the extended supply chain of electronics manufacturing. And these are what is necessary. And this is, as you can see, being talked about. And when the minister was talking about an investment figure of something like 55,000 crore, you can see the scale at which the investments need to be made. These are not small industries, but these are heavy and large and largest of large industries which need to come up to be able to supply at a scale components which can supply, which can be part of the electronics ecosystem.
Lastly, if we step back and look ahead 10 years, what does a successful Indian electronics manufacturing story look like to you by way of exports, global share, and ecosystem depth?
We are already talking about quite a considerable amount of share. I mean, we are talking about something like bringing up at least 10 to 15% of the global share that we are looking at in a 10-year frame or even more. I mean, larger share. But the interesting thing is that it's not just going to be the equipments of today. What they provide is the platform for R&D to take up, to start off. And for the next generation of electronic items, which fuse with human body, which create possibilities of in medicine, in spacecraft, in right down to simplest of thing, like even in a grocery store, everything becomes part of that electronic chain. And that chain is a humongous enterprise in world order. We are just beginning to see some of those. AI will really take this to enormous distances, and it's good that we are getting prepared for it.
On that note, Shivamoy, would like to thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you, Rajesh.
You were listening to a discussion on India's surging electronics production. The participants were Shubhamoy Bhattacharyaji, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Money Talk.